Avakama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avakama Bavli, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Beis, at the Mishnah. Nothen et hakesef le'yoev ra'oshem le'idaya yotze. If he gave the money to a Yoev, which is a certain division of the Kohanim, and the Oshem to Yedaya, which is a division that serves after Yoev, he was yotze for sort of obligation. Oshem le'yoev ve'kesef le'idaya, m'kayim ha'oshem Yakivu Mene Yodaya Bimlav Yachse Yovi Oshom Acher. If he gave the Oshom to Yehoyov and the money to Yodaya, if the animal's still around, Yodaya offers it. If not, he brings another Oshom. And maybe Gazloi Achulayhevi Ashamoi Yotza Ashamay Achulayhevi Gazloi Gaziloi La Yotza. If one gave the money before bringing the Oshom, he was Yotze. If one bought the Oshom before giving the money, he was not Yotze. Nothing for Kevin, but nothing for Chaimish. In Chemish Ma'akev. If he gave the principal but not the Chemish, the Chemish does not prevent him, he may bring the Asham. And the Gemara says, Rav Chizkiya Omar b'shtei shabosos pligim. Rav Chizkiya said, there's a tesefta that teaches that if he gave the money to Yoav and the Asham to Yodaya, he was Yotze. If he gave the Asham to Yoav and the money to Yodaya, the money reverts to the division that received the Asham. Rav Yehuda says this, but the Chachamim say that the Asham reverts to the division that received the money. And Rebbe says, according to Yehuda, if Yoav offered the Asham, he was not Yotze. Only if the Asham is still around, the money returns from Yodaya and Yoav, and Yoav offers the Asham and gets the Kapora. If the Mishmah of Yoav passed, the Asham returns from Yoav to Yodaya, Yodaya offers the Asham and he gets Kapora. With Yehuda and the Chacham argue about 2 weeks, as we'll explain. Rabbi Yossi Omar, B'Shavas Achas, whereas Rabbi Yossi says they argue about 1 week. Mandama Bishtesha Bosois, Nosan Sakesev Yoyov, the Mishmael, we should say Yoyov, Vaosham Leidaya, the Mishmael Leidaya, we should say Yotza. One who says 2 weeks, if he gave the money to Yoyov during the Mishmael of Yoyov, and the Asham to Yodaya during the Mishmael of Yodaya, he was Yotza. And I should say, Nosan Esa Asham Leyoyov, Vakesev Leidaya, Kadiva Yudin, Yoylech Sakesev, Mibene Yodaya, El Bene Yoyov, Yakub Bene Yoyov, Esa Asham Vizkapelahin. If he gave the Asham to Yoav and the money to Yedaya, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he takes the money from Yedaya to Yoav, and Yoav offers the Asham, and they atone. Those are Meres, Anche Mishma, Shezochu, Shezei Bekorban, Shabbosan, Imotinos and Miyadam. So we infer that if a Mishma acquired during the week, their week, we don't take it from them, even though they should not have accepted the Asham before the money. Manda Amma Bashabas Achas Pligin Nasnesa Asham Li Yoev Bemishma, you should say Yoyoev, Besakesev Li Yedaya Bemishma Yoev, Yulich Sakesev Mibne Yedaya Libne Yoyoev, Yakuv Mene Yoev, Esa Asham Vizkapelahim. The one who says that they argue about 1 week, if he gave the Asham to Yoev during the Mishma of Yoyoev and the money to Yedaya during the Mishma of Yoyoev, he takes the money from Yedaya to Yoev and Yoyoev offer the Asham and they atone. They say Meres Anche Mishma Shezochu Bekorban Shulel B'Shabbosan. Should say Moitzin Noisim Yadon. We can infer that if a Mishma acquired the korban not during its week, we take it from them. And I should say now Oimel. Rebbe Oimel Im Kedivrei Reb Yudan Im Hikrivu Bnei Yoev Esa Asham Loi Niskape Lohem. Rebbe says according to Reb Yehuda, if Yoev offered the Asham before they received the money, it didn't atone. He brings another Asham to Yedaya and they offer it. Chizkiya and Reb Yossi. They both agree about this. Yem Ibel Mishma Bnei Yoev, and the end of that Tosefta says, if the Mishma of Yoev passed, the Asham returns from Yoev to Yedaya, and Yedaya offers the Asham and he gets Kapor. Kini Masnitzel Im Haya She Ibel Achayomim Zochu Bnei, I should say, Yedaya Es HaAsham. The answer is, the Tosefta means that if many days pass, Yedaya acquires the Asham. And we can infer that if a Mishma acquired a korban during its week and didn't offer it for a long time, we take it from them. The Chizkiya and Rav Yossi agree about this. The Mishnah is like the Chachamim in the Tosefta, and the Yerushalmi explains only Rabbi Yehuda. Hadnalach Perek HaGoyzel Eitzim.